speedbuilders.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, however, a finding of guilt as to any crime may not be based on circumstantial evidence unless the proved circumstances are not only consistent with the theory that the defendant is guilty of the crime, but cannot be reconciled with any other common sense. Further, each fact which is essential to complete a set of circumstances necessary to show a defendant's guilt must be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. In other words, before an inference needed to show guilt may be found to have been proved beyond a reasonable doubt, each fact or circumstance upon which such inference does rest must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Also, if the circumstantial evidence as to any particular count is acceptable of two different thoughts, one of which points to the defendant's guilt and the other to their innocence, you must take that which does point to the defendant's innocence and reject that which shows or points to their guilt. If, on the other hand, one does show that it appears to be reasonable and the other does appear unreasonable, you must accept the reasonable and must reject the unreasonable. Certain evidence was admitted for a limited purpose. At the time this evidence was admitted, you were told that it could not be considered by you for any purpose other than the limited purpose for which it was admitted. Do not consider such evidence for any purpose except the limited purpose for which it was admitted. Neither side is required to call as witnesses all those who may have been present at any of the events shown by the evidence, or who may appear to have some knowledge of these events, or to show all objects or documents mentioned or suggested by the evidence.